Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate St. Anna Cecilia the Roman. And we hear some of the most sublime and comforting words in all of Scripture. And also some of the most difficult to understand and misunderstood words in Scripture. That is, the Lord says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." He tells us to take His yoke upon us and to learn of Him, because He is meek and lowly in heart, and we will find rest for our souls. And He tells us His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Now perhaps we have evidence that points to the contrary. There's many difficult things in the Christian life. There's no doubt. And the Lord spoke of many of them as well. And yet He tells us here, and He comforts us and says His yoke is easy and His burden is light. How can this be? Well, the purpose of our life is to know God. He states it where He says, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. And neither any man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever He will reveal Him." This is much like, has the same meaning as when the Lord said in His high priestly prayer, "And this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent." To know God is the purpose of our life. And how do we know God? By taking His yoke upon us, and to learn of Him. Because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Because to know God is to know joy, to know beauty. And even in this life, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Which is easier, to hate or to love? Which is easier, to be angry about wrongs committed against oneself or to forgive? If you are angry and remember wrongs and bear a grudge and want vengeance, then you're consumed with this. Is this easy? Or isn't it easier just to forgive and to be at peace? Which is easier, to be at peace or to be at war within oneself? To be at rest or to have no rest because we are always full of the passions? Which is easier, to lust or to be chaste? If one lusts, then again and again and again, this lust is incited. You cannot have any rest. But if one is chaste, one is at peace. One has rest. Which is easy or easier, to be meek or to be proud? The one who is proud is constantly seeing slights that are against him, constantly being angry about things that he doesn't like not going his way, constantly thinking, "Is this man better than me? Or how can someone like him better than me?" Is constantly being filled with jealousy and comparison, never at peace. The proud man is constantly unhappy. Because constantly things in the world are not according to how he wants them to be. So he is not at peace. But the meek man is at peace. Which is easier? To be proud or to be meek? To love or to hate? Which is easier? To have a purpose in life or to just live like day by day according to whatever pleasures we can have? A lot of the world does that. Which is easier? To deny oneself, to take up the cross, or just to live life day by day? Living life day by day, we're filled all the time with upsets and things that don't go our way and disappointments. But if we have a purpose in life, then our goal is in front of us. And anything that we do, we will try to obtain that goal. So everything has meaning, if you have the right purpose. If your purpose is to extol your pride, or to try to be ambitious, or to consider yourself better than others, or to live life day by day, whatever pleasures come your way, those things all are very ephemeral, even in this life. Even in the moment we are having them, they're ephemeral. But if we live life with purpose, truly, this is easy. Truly, our Lord's yoke is easy and His burden is light. If we live as He lived, and we learn of Him, then we know peace. Just look around sometime at advertisements and all the daily things in life of our culture. Constantly, they're talking about something that will bring you peace. As if driving in a car, or having a cup of coffee, or having people envy you because you have this and they don't have it. As if those things can bring peace. No, they cannot. And in our hearts we know that. In our hearts we yearn for peace. We yearn for rest. All humans do. And the only way to obtain it is to take the Lord's yoke upon us. And to believe, to know, to experience that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So many do not take His yoke upon them. Or they take His yoke upon themselves and then take it off because they feel it to be hard and difficult. Because they don't realize themselves what kind of person they are. What they are lacking. A man who does not think he lacks something does not try to obtain it. So when the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The man who does not think he labors so hard, the man who does not feel heavy laden, he does not take this yoke upon himself. We just recently heard about the Gergesenes, right? Those people that when they had this terrible oppression lifted from themselves, this being addicted to wealth, being addicted to things that were not of God, when the Lord rid them of their pigs by putting the demons into the pigs and the pigs drowned. These people did not recognize that their burden had been lifted. No, they went back to their life after the Lord left. Many people are like that, and let's be honest with ourselves. Do we every moment of the day recognize how small we are? Recognize how little, how weak? Recognize how we wish to do what is good and we do not, as Paul spoke of? Do we recognize in ourselves this every moment? If we did, then our burden would truly be easy. Because we would not be filled with judgment of others and having this in our soul, this tumultuousness. It wouldn't be there. We'd be at peace. We wouldn't remember wrongs. We'd be at peace. We'd forgive. We would have a purpose. We wouldn't feel aimless. We wouldn't feel at loose ends, out of sorts, because we would have a reason for what we do. Truly, the Lord's burden is easy and light. What wonderful words today. The Lord has shown us today the keys to the kingdom. Recognize in yourself that you're burdened, you're heavy laden. Do you want rest? The Lord offers it. He offers it if you emulate Him. And if you take His yoke upon yourself. Now He will help you with this yoke. You can't bear it alone. And it does take effort. And it takes relearning. Sometimes it's very hard to not judge, to not be angry, to be chaste. To not remember wrongs. But when we master this, even if only partially. We feel peace in our hearts. What a wonderful promise the Lord has given us. He can reveal the Father to us. But when He says that nobody knows the Father except the Son and He to whom He will reveal Him, then He immediately says, take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. He has the knowledge of the Father. We will gain the knowledge of the Father through knowledge of the Son. And how do we gain this knowledge? Take His yoke upon us and believe and live and experience the fact that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Amen.